Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our Wednesday Words of Wisdom, where we take time, we take words out of the Bible and kind of expound on them a little bit. And it's not not an expository deal, but we're going to give you a good insight into all the words. And if you take W. Bynes' dictionary, you start looking at all the words in the New Testament especially, somehow some of the meanings got lost over the centuries. A word that meant something 300 years ago doesn't mean the same today. 150 years ago, we didn't have the word computer or C-SPAN or eBay, And so there are a lot of new words in our dictionary that did not exist. Same thing when you read the Bible. Some of the words are fascinating. And so we're going to pick some of these, and we got four brand new ones today. So we're going to start with this one. It's the word betray. And everybody's been betrayed at one time, maybe on a date or by a boyfriend or a girlfriend or your boss or a parent. Somebody betrayed you. What'd that mean? They did you wrong. Now I'm going to read this. This is right out of the Webster Dictionary. Betray. It means to lead astray. To not go the right direction, to not go the right way, not make the right decision. Somebody's leading you the wrong direction, and their intent is harm for you. To lead astray, to seduce, to desert in time of need, to disclose in violation of confidence. Well, they're going with a line to you. They're trying to get you in trouble. You ever had friends like this? Especially in high school. In high school, we thought everybody's our friend. Nobody's your friend. The Bible says a friend is somebody who will die for you, not somebody who will get you killed. And so these are just good words to pick up. So this is the word. These are some of the scriptures on the word betray. Proverbs 6:16-19. Proverbs 6. Now, the word betray is not in here, but it's the meaning of the word. So listen. There are six things the Lord hates. No, seven things he detests. These are seven things God hates. He should not change his mind, by the way. Number one, haughty eyes, an arrogant look, a lying tongue. The Bible says truth will set you free. Hands that kill the innocent. What? Hands that kill the innocent. They didn't deserve anything, but you did them wrong. A heart that plots evil. What is it? Well, you're thinking up bad stuff to do to other people. You don't have anything else to do except sit around thinking up bad things for other people. Feet that race to do wrong. What's your plan today? I want to do as wrong to as many people as I can. Don't you have anything else to do? No. No. So it's like, what are you going to do? I'm going to try to betray as many of my friends as I can. I'm going to mess them up, mess them over, leave them worse than I found them. Not good. Leviticus 26, verse 40. Now, most all these are out of the New Living Translation. If they're not, I'll give you what they are. New Living Translation, Luke 26:40. But at last, my people will confess their sins and the sins of their ancestors for betraying me and being hostile toward me. What did God say? Well, my people are finally going to repent of their sins of what? Betraying me. Who betrayed? God's people betrayed him. They didn't do what he said. They did the opposite of what he said. They lived the opposite of what he told them to live. Said the opposite of what he told them to say. They betrayed him. They betrayed his trust. Joshua 2:14. Joshua 2:14. New Living Translation. We offer our lives as a guarantee for your safety. And the men agreed. If you don't betray us, we will keep our promise to you and be kind to you when the Lord God gives us the land. If you don't betray us, we're going to do what we promised. They made an agreement. They made a covenant. That's what a marriage is. Marriage is a covenant. You shouldn't betray one another in that covenant of marriage. I promise to spend the rest of my life serving you. Marriage, I tell people all the time, a marriage is a funeral. You can't have a marriage unless somebody dies because it's a covenant. You can't have a covenant unless somebody dies. I'm promising from this day forward to live my life for you. I don't live anymore. I've had so many couples come in for counseling. I've had many a man say, one guy that's been married like 32 years, and he kept saying, when do I get to choose? When do I get to pick a vacation? I get to pick the car, and I get to pick the house. I get to pick the bed. I said, you don't get to pick nothing. You died. You died in that ceremony. a marriage covenant is a ceremony. It's like you died that ceremony. You promised from that day forward, I'm going to spend the rest of my life living for you, serving you, being kind to you. You fall down, I'm going to lift you up. You're in trouble, I'm going to rescue you. I am the second greatest thing that ever happened to you outside Jesus. That's what a marriage is. And so it's like, you have no say-so. You died at that ceremony. Ooh, that's interesting. I like this. Joshua 22:16. Joshua 22, verse 16. The whole community of the Lord demands to know why you are betraying the God of Israel. The whole community of the Lord demands to know why are you betraying the God of Israel? Joshua's the leader. He's got all these people under him, and he's upset. Why are you betraying God? God redeemed you, saved you, delivered you, protected you, fed you, covered you with a covering. Why are you doing this to the guy that loves you? The God of the universe holds everything together by the power of his words. Why are you betraying the God that loves you? God didn't have to love you, but he does love you. He'll always love you. Why are you betraying him? Ooh, that's fascinating. Proverbs 25, verse 9. When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell our secrets. I'm going to tell the secret in you. No, you can't do that. You can have a disagreement with somebody, but you don't threaten them by betraying their trust. I tell my kids, in your whole life, you may have two friends. Now, the Bible says a friend is somebody who would die for you, not somebody who would get you killed. But in your whole life, you may have two friends, possibly three, if you're incredible, because a friend is somebody who would die for you, not somebody who would get you killed. And so you got to pick your friends wisely. There's a whole teaching we got on that, and that's real good. I like this. Matthew 17:22. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. What did Jesus come to do? Jesus came to die for us, take our place. We sin. We deserve to die. Jesus never sinned, but yet they killed him. Well, he bore my sin on the cross with him. He took my pain. He took my disease. He took my sin, and he put it on the cross with him. He didn't deserve to die. I deserve to die. I didn't die. He died. So it's my faith in his death for me that gets me salvation. How'd you get saved? I believe just as the Son of God that he died for me and God raised from the dead. He's at the right hand of the Father in heaven praying for me right now. Well, you realize I'm blessed and highly favored. So let's enjoy the place we sit today. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. We're the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything we set our hand to is going to prosper. We're blessed. Let's enjoy the blessing. Amen. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. All there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.